Well, it's not a good evening, but it is evening, and it's a blowing, drifting evening. We have the VIP show. This is Viking in person, and we have on our AAA line here, Bill Wardwell is our AAA correspondent in Rochester. Bill, what's the situation in Rochester?
Howard, the highway patrol has closed all roads out of Rochester. They have patrol cars stationed on all highways leading out of town and are turning motorists back. Even those living just outside of town are being turned back.
The highway patrol is actually turning them back, regardless of their excuse for being on the road, huh?
Yeah. And we checked with the state highway department. They've got all their equipment in. The forecast is for blowing snow with gusts up to 70 miles an hour and extremely poor visibility. We drove out to the south edge of town to check on this report that the highway patrol was turning people back. And most of the time, you couldn't see over 50 to 100 feet.
Well, thanks very much for that report, Bill. In other words, Rochester's as bad as it is around the Twin Cities and to the west of us.
Yeah.
All right, thanks very much for calling
okay.
in. We have a report that Highway 12 between Tanner's Lake, Minnesota, and Hudson, Wisconsin is blocked because of several accidents. And now we get this report that trucks and 19 cars have been in one accident, a truck and four cars in another accident, so the plea is now for the Minnesota and Wisconsin Highway Patrols to stay off the highways so that the ambulance crews can get through to these accidents. Some of the accidents have been severe, some people have been injured, and the ambulances can't get through. I know coming in just an hour ago, Highway 12 is bumper to bumper. Going west out of Minneapolis, Highway 12 is bumper to bumper from downtown out past County 18. So if possible, why maybe take Highway 55, Olson Highway, or even Highway 7 might be a better alternative. Many cancellations of meetings now. The Zephyr bus lines report that they will not operate after 6:20 this evening. The last bus between Minneapolis, Wayzata, and Mound will be at 6:20 this evening. Then Zephyr bus lines will close down. Here's a suggestion. People outlying areas, turn your porch lights on in case some stuck motorist can't reach home. He will at least find your house where he can come for refuge. Homebound travelers north of St. Paul will want to avoid a multiple car pileup on two-lane Highway 36, where that road intersects with Highway 280 and Cleveland Avenue. At least 12 cars have piled up in that rear-end crash, and traffic is tied up for more than a mile. The visibility at the Cleveland interchange on Highway 36 is almost zero. Apparently, accounting for this 12-car pileup, there's no report of injuries, but these other accidents do have some injuries, so try to stay off the highways to let the ambulance crews through. We'll have more reports here throughout the VIP show. I'm afraid very little bit of music, but you understand the reason for that. There'll be an announcement about 7:30 tomorrow morning whether Dayton's will be open tomorrow. The store closed early today, as did Gabbert's. Lund stores are closed, as many stores and businesses are closed and will be closed tomorrow. But we'll give you further information on that as the evening progresses and early tomorrow morning. Now it's 21 minutes before 6. The temperature in the Twin Cities is dropping. Now it's 14 degrees. The wind is north-northwest 29, but it's gusting up to 43. So visibility in many places, I noticed around these clover leaves, the interchanges, visibility is nothing. You can see absolutely nothing in front of you.